Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the value of cottonseed in our dairy diets. You know, in today's feed market, whole cottonseed actually isn't too bad of a buy. Number one, it brings some protein to the diet, and number two, some fat, which is mostly rumen bypass. So we look at supplemental fat, whole cottonseed's 20-21% crude fat, so a couple of pounds of that gets you to about 4/10 of a pound of added fat. If you look at the cost of doing that, it's actually fairly reasonable. From a crude protein standpoint, it does contain a significant amount of crude protein, usually about 22% or so. So as you think about that in relationship to soybean meal, is it more expensive as a source of crude protein than soybean meal? Yes, it would be. However, when you look at the value of the fat that's coming with that, it is a fairly economical feed. So if you do feed some whole cottonseed in the diet, how much milk response would you have to pay for that extra expense? Well, based on our current prices for milk, it'd take about 1 pound of milk to pay for 2 pounds of whole cottonseed in the diet. So, many cases, we can find research trials that would indicate that feeding a small amount of whole cottonseed in the diet may actually increase your milk production in your herd more than that. So, I encourage you, if you've not considered whole cottonseed in your ration, that you take some time and you visit with your nutritionist to see whether or not this might be an economical choice for your high-group cows. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.